Dr. James, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Anytime, man. We're gonna have some fun here. And you are Results Rehab.
Yes, sir.
That's the business, right? Love the name. Love
Thank
the
you.
Logo. RR, Rest and Relaxation. Results Rehab. It's all good stuff, right? Good vibes.
Exactly. There I'm loving it.
There you go. Well, tell me a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into your business. Where are you from? Where you went to school, that kind of thing.
Sure. So I'm from Germantown, Tennessee, small city, gas
awesome.
Station town outside of Memphis.
Yeah, that's where my family's from.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's so funny. It's such a small city, I never think anyone is going to hear of it. But we ended up moving down to Marietta, Georgia, probably 2006 for my mom's job. And then I ended up just kind of going to PT school here at Georgia State, you know? I never, kind of like any other college kid, I never knew what I wanted to do growing up.
Yep.
But what got me into physical therapy was actually a little personal story. I had a stroke when I was 8 months old, and that led to numerous corrective surgeries from it. I had three surgeries, had physical therapy after each one of those. And that kind of like, for me, PT growing up was something, if you had a good physical therapist, they're always going to make it fun, you know? So PT was like, yeah, let's go play for an hour. Cool. Why not? You know? So I just kind of went to PT. Then after I got out of PT growing up, fast forward, going to college, trying to figure out what I wanted to do, it kind of naturally fit, you know? It was something where I want to help people. PT was something that helped me tremendously. So I just kind of went into it, you know, head first. And it's been a tremendous blessing for me to be able to open up this business. I didn't do it right away. I worked for a separate company for 2.5 years.
Probably smart. Yep.
Right. Yeah. Get my bearings, get treating clients, you know, get all that fun stuff out of the way. COVID hit like many others. I got furloughed, you know, lo and behold, trying to figure out what am I going to do? I just said, screw it. Why not? Let's go into business and see what happens. You know, so I've been a year into it and, you know, knock on wood, I'm still profitable. I'm already profitable, you know, so it's been a blessing for me personally.
Yeah,
to be able
that's
to
good
start
news.
This business.
It's just you right now though, right?
Yeah, one man show.
Which is perfect though, because that's why you are profitable. Right. So when I started the MP group, that's exactly what I did for 3 years by myself. Until I could start, you know, bringing on folks and hiring them. So, but you'll get there.
Yeah, man, it's just like you just got to keep grinding, you know, and that's why I want to keep it small, too, because I want it to scale how I want to, because part of the problem with physical therapy, and I think kind of the medical model in general, is that it's not personalized. You know, it's very, let's crank these patients through. Let's see how many
cutter.
You can get. Right. They're cookie cutter. It's all about the bottom line, unfortunately, you know, and part of what mobile concierge PT is that I bring that one-on-one personalized care, you know, where it's all about the patient. And imagine that when you spend more time with them, they get better quicker, you know, novel concept. So it's like they're saving money, they're saving time. With my mobile business, I come to them, which was super convenient, of course, during COVID, because nobody wanted to get out and about, right? So I just come straight to them, eliminate the hassle of Atlanta traffic that we all love.
But during COVID, there was no traffic.
Right. Well,
but they didn't want to get out.
They didn't want to get out anyway, so it worked out in my favor.
It's perfect for you.
And we know that traffic's not going anywhere, right? Yeah. It's coming back with a vengeance.
Of course. It's already
especially
here.
With all this construction they're doing.
Oh, my gosh.
Those overpasses, man, they're no joke.
But it was good for you, though, that the traffic was not there and you were going to people and you got there quick.
Right, got there quicker. Win-win.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And so you're completely mobile right now.
I'm completely mobile. So my vision, though, for the future is to ideally, so my niche is active adults, you know, the golfers, your tennis players, your weekend warriors, gym enthusiasts. So I'd love down the road to get into a gym, you know, rent space from a gym owner. I'm taking my time with it. I don't want to rush into a contract, but just having that space will allow me to grow and then to bring on another therapist, you know, and have, because as much as mobile is good, it's kind of more legit to be able to have your own space. So I would like to grow and have that the space to just be in a gym. And
do you
want
to do both?
I could see doing both.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's an extra convenience to my clients to have that. So I could see that. But my vision is to get a space, bring on extra therapists, be able to kind of step away from the business, but still have that personalized touch, you know, like I was saying. That's why I like to keep it small. And frankly, for profitability purposes, keep it small too, you know, and then scale as I can, you know. Mm-hmm.
Where are you getting your clients from right now?
So that's a good question. So it's a lot of word of mouth, but I recently joined a couple different networking groups, the Chamber of Commerce and a BNI group.
Cool.
And that's been super beneficial. Like that exploded my business. And speaking of COVID and everything, it's on Zoom. So now I just like roll out of bed, super easy commute, just hop on Zoom and it's easy, you know? And
so I've been able to get clients. So what BNI group are you in?
So I'm in the Buckhead chapter.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a good group of people. You know, I've been there since October. Super easy to just refer clients to each other. Great, great group of guys. So I've enjoyed it.
Mm. Yeah. So I'm a big proponent of BNI. I've been, you know, been doing BNI since 08.
Oh, nice.
And all these crazies are in the BNI group that are with the MP group because I believe in it so much. In fact, I would probably still be in a BNI group, but when we moved, I had to start taking the kids to school. So I can't be at a BNI group on time. Right. And the closest lunch one is not close enough for me. So,
right.
But I love it. The motto of BNI is great. Their structure is great. And, you know, it takes a minute to learn how to do it, especially if you're a door-to-door salesman and you're really aggressive, because that's not right. really how BNI is. But, you know, we're all, you know, you're in a kind of a recurring patient business here. So you got to wait for 2 or 3 or 4 years, and then you'll see a really, really big result in BNI.
Well, and that was the cool thing is actually I found success right off the bat. You know, that was a crazy thing is I ended up, one, I was talking about this before the show, mm-hmm. but talking about people in BNI, they just say, oh, I have this aching pain. Can you come treat me? And I would come treat them real quick. And then mm-hmm. that, let alone you get that trust from them saying he knows really knows what he's doing. Let me refer clients to him, you mm-hmm. know, and my idea of networking is not the traditional, or I say traditional because that's what we do in PT, is just let's go to this doc and bring him lunch and we may get 5 minutes with him and then he may or may not refer his clients. That's not building a relationship. You mm-hmm. know, to me, it's relationship networking where you get to actually know the person, you know, mm-hmm. and you spend time with these people on a deeper basis and then you naturally start to refer clients to each other.
What high school did you go to around here?
Pope High School.
You went to Pope?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's over in East Cobb. So mm-hmm. I went there. I went and did a semester up in Tennessee and then did the rest of down here at Pope. And I didn't do any sports in high school through Pope. I did row in high school.
Nice.
That was through a rowing club.
Cool.
Yeah.
Rowing is an interesting sport, but where did you do that out of? Did you do it on the Chattahoochee?
Dude, you talk about a tough sport, man. Yeah. It's something yeah. else. But yeah, it was on the Chattahoochee through St. Andrews Rowing Club.
Awesome.
That sounds like fun.
It's fun, and I still torture myself to this day with the rowing machine that I have in my house, and it's a great way to get a good workout, but, you know, it was always a fun way to stay in shape, and, you know, it got me some good friendships that I'm still in touch with them to this day.
Now, when you competed, did you compete against other private clubs, or was it high schools that you competed against?
It was a lot of private clubs, okay. So we had, you know, we usually had, like, 4 or 5 races during the season, then we had one big Southeastern Conference races.
Mm-hmm.
Man, some of those clubs down in Florida and the Northeastern clubs, they are killer. Like, they would kick our butts.
Mm-hmm.
But, and the ironic thing about the Northeastern clubs, to get off on a tangent real quick, was that they would, the lakes are frozen half the year, so they can't even get out on the water.
Mm.
And yet they're still kicking our butts, you know? So it's like, it's a catch-22. We're like, how are they killing us so bad?
Mm.
But it's just a fun sport to do, you know? And something I still like to this day and do every now and then.
That's cool, man. That's yeah. cool. So what I know that you said you had some, you know, early childhood things that happened that kind of pushed you toward in your adult to go to physical therapy, but what other kind of things like that attracted you to this industry?
Well, I love, you know, from a standpoint of the PT industry in and of itself, we're very health promotion based. It's health preventative based.
Mm.
So, you know, I took the time to look up like a little definition of PT, and it's a tool used to promote, maintain, and restore health using things like physical exam, diagnosis, prognosis, patient education, disease prevention, and health promotion. And that's the thing that I think some other health professionals overlook, which is not necessarily a bad thing, because we need, of course, things like medical doctors and specialists to say, here's a disease, here's the treatment for it, and that has its place. But ideally, we like to prevent all these things, you know, so physical therapy, that's where we come into play. It's all about, hey, here's how we change these techniques for your workout, or here's how you can do this exercise differently to where you ideally avoid these injuries down the road. Mm-hmm. Now, the whole other question is, of course, insurance companies don't like that, so they won't pay for it, but that's a whole other discussion.
Sure. Well, because when I think of physical therapy, I think of a bad car accident you have to get over, and I don't think of maintenance. Tell me a little bit about the exercises and just the A to Z about maintenance and physical therapy.
Sure. So I'll take you through like a standard plan of care. So cool. Say you have like a shoulder injury, you know, you're in the gym, you tweak your shoulder doing, you know, military presses.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do is first, we want to make sure you're a good candidate for PT. So I go through my exam and say, okay, this is clearly a muscle strain. You know, there's no fracture where you need to go see an MD and get put in a sling or anything like that. You strained your muscle. First, we got to get the mobility back, you know, because if it freezes up on you, you're going to have a frozen shoulder. You're going to be really mad and you're going to not have good issues, good results down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So we get your mobility back. We get you working some of the muscles, stability, the muscles around the joint. And then finally, we work about 8-10 weeks out. We work on strengthening long term. And that's where we really focus on the independence long term so the issue doesn't come back. We, you know, we teach you the tools to treat yourself so that you don't have these issues recur. Because as much as I love my clients, I don't want to see them all their life. You know, I want them to be able to say, all right, I have this little twinge in the gym. Let me do these exercises that James showed me and it'll go away.
Mm.
You know, and part of that too is they have this fear, I think, and this anxiety of movement that if they move the wrong way, they're going to be injured for life, you know? And that's some, I kind of joke. Sometimes I feel like a mental health therapist at times.
Right.
Clients come in and they're like, oh my gosh, James.
They unload on you, yeah.
They unload and they're like, I did this and I did that. Am I gonna die? Am I going to be paralyzed? I'm like, take a breath. Calm down.
Yeah, don't
You're
Google.
Be fine.
Don't Google.
Don't go to please don't go to doctor. Nobody listening out there, go to Dr. Google. It's one of the worst things you can do.
That's it.
But that's why I empower them just to call me and I can talk them through these things and tell them it's fine. You just tweaked it. It's a natural process. You know, do these exercises and then do the, and then down the road, you can avoid these long-term issues, you know, and that's a big mindset thing that a lot of people have to get over.
So you said that you want the weekend warriors, golfers and people like that. Are you just meeting these people through the networking groups right now? Are you marketing at golf courses or, you know, those type of places?
Yeah, so part of them was through a networking group, but I actually just got in with a few golf courses in the Alpharetta area that I just happened to stumble upon through an ad agency.
Cool.
So I'm just networking, and that's the great thing about, so in Georgia, we have something called direct access for physical therapy, where now you don't need a doctor's prescription to see a physical therapist. There's some little red tape to that. You have 8 visits for 21 days to see us, and then after that, you have to go get a prescription. But that allows me through Concierge PT to go straight to the golf courses and say, hey, you need physical therapy? Here's what I can do for you. Come see me. You know, and that eliminates the middleman of, all right, I have to go see my doctor. I have to get a script, get an X-ray, and then I have to go see you. No, you don't. You know, that's another thing that I want to kind of dispel that in PT now you don't need that. You can come see us. We have extra education. I'm technically a doctor of physical therapy. So we have the skills to say, okay, you need, this is maybe a fracture. You need to go see an MD. But if not, then you're cleared. You can actually start physical therapy right away.
Cool. I would think like HOAs that have tennis clubs and things like that would be a really good place for you to market at, because they're usually older adults that are playing tennis that gets tennis elbow and tweaks. Have you thought about that?
Yeah, I have to some extent. You know, some of the HOAs are finicky about that stuff.
Yeah, they are.
And there's a whole other thing with Medicare where Medicare is a super pain in the butt where they just don't want, if you're technically a Medicare beneficiary, I can't see you at all. You can come to me for a wellness visit. So that's where some creative documentation helps.
Right. But people in HOAs and in tennis clubs aren't on Medicaid.
Medicare.
Or Medicare.
Well, it depends on the age, 65 and
right.
older. But yeah, it could be, you know, depending on their age. And that's where I always check with their insurance. And I'm very upfront. I say, here's my cost. You know, here's your options. If you don't have to come to me, but here are your options for possible physical therapy.
That's awesome. When you're in BNI, what's your 60-second pitch?
So I really just come in and I say, you know, my name is Dr. James Conley with Results Rehab. I help active adults, my WIG one-liners, I help active adults move freely without fear of injury to do the activities that they love.
Mm.
You know, and ideal referrals for me in particular are tennis and golf players who want to get back to doing those activities safely for the spring season right now. I'd love to talk to y'all.
Nice. And who is in the, I call it ABC pockets. And I teach you know, my guys this, and I actually learned this from the previous owner of BNI franchise. It's, you know, A pocket to me is somebody that I can have as a client right then that already takes merchant services. A B pocket is somebody that's going to be a really good referral partner. And a C pocket is somebody that I try to spend hardly any time with because they're a consumer-based product, like insurance or real estate, we're just not going to mesh a lot with referral given. So I'm going to put my time into the A and B pocket, and they're different for different for different seats, right?
Right.
I mean, you might have a really good relationship with the mortgage broker or the realtor because they're seeing people, but not so much me. I would think that if chiropractors and could get along, you probably. You know, if you found a really good chiropractor that really believed in all types of medicine, then that would probably be a good one for you.
Right. Well, I have had a good relationship with a chiropractor in my group. And to your point, like, I do network with massage therapists, health and wellness. Cool. We were talking about cryotherapy centers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were talking about drips, actually.
Yep.
Yeah, just marketing directly to them, you know, and that's the beautiful thing. Like I said, is I can take out the middleman, just mm-hmm. go straight to these other spheres mm-hmm. of referral sources and say, here's how we can partner. Here's how we can help each other. Let's make this happen.
I certainly can give you that guy's name and number after we leave. Awesome. He's bringing in all kinds of stuff. He's got a stretching person in his office.
That's
too.
That's who I went and saw this morning.
Not at Drips, right?
Yeah, she has.
Oh, that was at Drips. Okay.
It wasn't at Drips, but she rents. She goes there.
She does both.
One a day.
Oh, she goes to that one and then the Drips one too. Because mm-hmm. I met her. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So he's kind of open for other people coming in there and doing stuff for his clientele, and he's growing it pretty fast.
Nice. Is it right here in the area?
Yeah, so it's on Cedar Crest Road. Going towards up 92.
Okay.
About 4 or 5 miles. So it's up there and it'd probably be perfect for you to drop by and talk to him. Yeah. See what he thinks.
And I think I might know a gym that might, you know, be interested in you running. I don't know if they have rooms, but a space.
Even
where
space,
you do that. Yeah. Because there's a small gym down the road that I actually go to, and I know the owner.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, especially if it's a more local gym. You know, some of the big box gyms are kind of iffy.
Yeah, it's definitely like a hole-in-the-wall gym.
Okay. Yeah, so, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, remind me about that later.
Okay, we'll do.
Yeah, so we definitely can help you out there. But before we get off here, tell us anybody that listened to this, who's a great client for you? I know you told, but be a little bit more specific. How can we get a hold of you? And anything else we can help you with?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. So in particular right now, I'm really hitting the golfers and tennis players hard. I'm about to get my TPI certification, which is a certification for golfers. So golfers, tennis players, swimmers, you know, overhead athletes is really who I'm targeting. And I'm an orthopedic specialty, so that plays right into that. If y'all want to contact me, just go to my website, www.resultsrehab.org, or email me at drconnollypt@resultsrehab.org.
Cool. What's next?
Man, just scaling. You know. Yeah. So my plan for this year is to bring on an admin to be able to, you know, they can handle scheduling side, right, all that stuff to free up my time to just be able to see more clients.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mission is really to be able to get people back to doing the activities that they love, you know, as many people as I can do that for. That's my main goal. So really just scaling the business, the getting care to the people that deserve it, you know, the right way, the more personalized one-on-one care.
Absolutely. That's great. Well, thank you for coming. If there's anything else you want to say, say it, and we'll get out of here.
Okay. Well, no, I just really appreciate y'all having me.
No doubt.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Well, welcome. Absolutely. Thanks for coming. We'll do 6 months. We'll do another one. And we'll see how far you gotten.
Yeah. Love it.
Try to hook you up with some of our people and you know, grow that business and keep grinding, man.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Thank you guys. I appreciate your time. You guys be kind to each other.